It's a great Toronto-Montreal rivalry as well. And back when Dave Wood faced the Pocket Rocket Richard way back in the 1960s, and certainly it's a Montreal Canadian team desperately, desperately needing points right now as they've had their struggles of late. But as we say, we'll talk about that a little bit later on, because pleased to be joined by Dave Keon. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm fine, Gord.
Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you very much.
Now, I was saying earlier, had a chance, you joined me in studio a number of years ago. All the calls were gushing about how they played Dave Keon in ball hockey as kids. Had a chance to chat with you about our book on the 67 team, about a lot of things. And I'm curious, why did it all fit tonight? What came together that this night is happening for Dave Keon?
Oh, well, they called and asked. They got in touch with me and asked me. They said that I'd been selected and asked me if I would accept it, and I said yes. And we're here.
Now, okay, but 1999, you chose not to come. Other times people have been, it's like everyone's throwing a party. They want Dave Keon to come. And for whatever reason, he's had other reasons not to come. This one, was it just simply the phone call? Was it you had thought it through? Was it the fact there's the statue? What made it all click?
Oh, probably all of those things. I thought it was a good time to come and take part. Well, I told them that when I talked to them, I asked them what they would like me to do. When I accepted, I asked them what they'd like me to do, and they said that they were going to have a ceremony, and would I be able to come? And I said, yeah, I would. So that's where it's at.
Dave, what's the biggest thing that stands out about the two other gentlemen that are being honored tonight with you in Tim Horton and Turk Broda?
Well, Turk, I never saw him play. I listened to the radio, I think, when he was playing. So I don't, from a playing standpoint, I can't make a comment on that. But I knew him when he coached the Marlies, and I played at St. Mike's, and we had a... St. Mike's and Marlies always had a good rivalry, and he was always competitive, and I enjoyed seeing him and talking to him. And as far as Tim goes, well, he's just a great, great player, and I don't think that he's ever, you know, been recognized for just really how good he was, and besides that, he was a great person.
Nice going on Legends Row with the two of them. Do you like this way? I know before there's a question about honoring numbers versus retiring numbers. This seems a real permanent tribute, and it also seems like one that's not just in the arena. It's outside, so everybody can see it. Did it strike you that way?
It did. This is something permanent. I'm, as you probably well know, I just didn't care for honoring the numbers. I still don't. I don't think it's right. But that just happens to be my opinion.
So if they were going to retire your number, would you be open to that?
Oh, not unless they retired other numbers. There's other people who played before me and after me that, especially before me, that their number should be retired. And I would never presume to want to be and, you know, have my number retired before them.
Dave, aside from retiring the numbers, I mean, are there any other former teammates that haven't been honored or a part of the Legends Row that you would like to see be a part of?
Oh, I think there are some. You know, I think Frank and Red and Pulley and Alan Stanley, I think they're all people that are deserving.
Dave Keon, of course, going to be part of Legends Row Honor tonight at Air Canada Centre with Gord Stellick, Todd Alushko on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and The Fan Radio Network. Let's talk about the team, the building, the fans. You look back now, what was the best thing about being a Toronto Maple Leaf player?
Oh, I guess in the 60s we had some success, so that was really... that was really a lot of fun. I think we represent. You know, there was only six teams then, so for most of Canada, I think the Maple Leafs were the team of choice, and that's probably because of Foster Hewitt. And that was fun. And then the success we had, that was fun too.
Dave, you won four Stanley Cups in a Maple Leaf sweater. It's a long time ago, but what message would you give the current Maple Leafs players about winning in a city like Toronto?
Well, I guess the best way of putting it is that, you know, everybody still remembers us. You know, we're the last team to do it, and all the players who played on the team are still revered, if you want to put it that way, because they won a Stanley Cup. And that, you know, that I think that's probably the message that to the current players or future players, when you play here, there's pressures, but if you're successful, it's the best place in the world.
Nowadays, what's Dave Keon up to, and do you follow NHL hockey closely or not?
I don't follow it closely. I'm retired, and I live in Florida.
What players nowadays, the little bit you do follow, does Dave Keon like to watch? Is there any player that reminds you that you were like him?
Well, I enjoy watching Jonathan Toews play. And I like watching the Blackhawks play because I like the way they play, and I especially like the way he plays.
Montreal Canadiens tonight, and I like the line that back in the 60s, everyone only thought there were only five other players you played against all the time because you had five teams you played 14 times, and you always were pretty well matched up against the same center. What did playing the Montreal Canadiens in the 60s mean for Dave Keon, the kind of opponent, the kind of game?
Well, this particular game, the Canadiens on Saturday night, that happened once a year, and it was either in Toronto or in Montreal. So both networks, the English and the French, had the game, and it was really, really a special night. And we usually played against the line I was on usually played against Henry's line. And that was pretty much how it went, you know, for 14 games. That's the only very, very infrequently would you play anybody else. That's how it was matched up.
Dave, I'm always curious about this. You know, you played with the Leafs for a number of years. Like I said, won four Stanley Cups. Who are the two linemates that you enjoyed playing with the most during your tenure with the Leafs?
Well, I love playing with Duffy, and I love playing with George. And that's who I started playing with when I in my second and third year and half of my fourth year, and then Duffy was traded. But then George and I played together for about 9 years, and I enjoyed him. We had different guys who played left wing, but the two of us were together for about 9 years.
You see, George was a coach. He still is a scout. Duffy was an assistant coach and was a scout. The list goes on and on. Daryl Sittler, now an ambassador. Was there ever a time you thought or were interested in doing something hockey-wise post-career?
No. No, I wasn't interested in doing that. I thought I was a player, and that was as far as it went.
What was it like coming back to Maple Leaf Gardens as a Hartford Whaler? I mean, was that a circumstance you remember positively? Was it bittersweet because you weren't a Leaf? What was that experience
like? Oh, no, it was positive. I had that was one of the great nights that I had in Maple Leaf Gardens. The fans were just, it was just tremendous. I was just moved immensely by the way they treated me, and it was different sitting on the other bench and coming out on behind the net. That was different, but you know, I enjoyed it. But the fans were just terrific that night, the first night we came back.
Dave, I know that you said that you don't watch a whole lot, and you're in Florida enjoying the sunshine, which I envy. But if is there one player maybe that from time to time you do put on the TV, you see some highlights, and you look at that player and you go, you know what? That guy reminds me a lot of me.
He's bigger, but I think that Jonathan Toews plays, I think, sort of the way that I played.
Yeah, you know, as we get said, of course, being a member of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and I'm curious about... You think about it, and so many people looked up to Dave Keon as a role model, as a captain, you know, player. Who were the guys that made Dave Keon, when you look back at it, whether it's going back to the St. Mike's, whether it's coaches, other people, when you look back, who had the most impact on your playing career, maybe your life?
Oh, I guess my parents, firstly, and then in Naranda, a man named Vince Thompson, and then at St. Mike's, Father Bauer was an influence. And then with the Leafs, Dickie and Frank and Bert Olmsted, those were guys that that influenced me a great deal.
Well, I know tonight's going to be a great night. Again, I know your brother played briefly with the Leafs, tried out. I remember hearing about that, but certainly I've got to know your son, Dave Jr., quite a bit, so I have to think that this has to be a nice night for someone like him, especially him and your family. It's got to be nice to share in all this all these years later.
Well, I'm looking forward to the evening. I think it's going to be a wonderful night for my family and for me, and I'm happy that it's happening.
I don't want to get ahead of things, but you think you're going to be coming back more, or are you just going to enjoy the warmth in Florida?
I will probably be enjoying the warmth in Florida.
Well, enjoy the warmth on the ice tonight, okay? Because, like I said, everybody's thrilled that you're back. It's great memories. Who would have thought all these years you're the first Conn Smythe Trophy winner from that Stanley Cup victory in 1967? So congratulations on a great career, and thanks so much for making time for us this afternoon. Appreciate it, Dave.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.